Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 27th verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. Now let's listen to this verse once again, and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
And we gave to him Isaac and Jacob, and placed in his descendants prophethood and scripture. And we gave him his reward in this world, and indeed, he is in the hereafter among the righteous.
So, regarding this verse, brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, we mentioned that these are some of the rewards of being sincere, of having sincere services and goodness to Father. So that's why the verse says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ And we appointed the prophecy and the book to be among his progeny. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا We gave him his recompense in the world. And we said that this is rather unclear what this kind of ajr, what this kind of recompense in the world is. But it says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And that's the best of it. That's the highest. It says that as the fourth merit, he is verily in hereafter, certainly among the righteous. And we said that many prophets actually asked the Almighty Allah to have this station, to be appointed by the Almighty Allah in the row of the righteous ones. Because even Abraham asked Allah that he might count him among the righteous, saying, My Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. رب زدني علما وألحقني بالصالحين Join me with the righteous. So, and he would have a righteous son. So, in many verses of the Holy Quran, when Allah is admiring the great prophets, he characterizes them as being among the righteous ones. That's why being among the righteous ones is so important. And that is the case with Prophet Abraham. And we will have a short break, and we'll be back continuing our discussion regarding this verse.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ
Brothers and sisters, we said that at the end of the verse, at the end of this verse, the Almighty Allah said that وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, he will surely and certainly be among the righteous ones in hereafter. Now, what does it mean, actually, to be among the righteous ones? What does it mean to be righteous? Okay, so it means eligibility from the point of faith and belief. Eligibility from the point of action. And actually, eligibility from the point of speech and morals. So, in order to understand righteous, we are supposed to understand the opposite side of it as well. Because the opposite side of righteous is corruptible. And we know that corruption envelops all injustice, cruelties, and indecencies. In the Holy Quran, sometimes salah is used instead of fasad, and sometimes instead of sometimes instead of sayyi'ah, the word actually has been used, which means sin and evils. But referring to some commentaries, we see that they have said that there is a tender point in these verses, specifically in this 27th verse, and it is that Allah changed all the inconvenient things of Abraham into their opposites. I mean, they said that the idol worshippers of Babylon decisively wanted to burn Abraham by fire, but that fire was changed into safety. Now, one of the other things is that they desired that he should be alone forever, but Allah sent a very abundant population for him, so that throughout the world was filled with the progeny of Abraham. And some of the close persons to Abraham went astray and became idol worshippers, including Adar. Instead of it, Allah gave him some children that not only they themselves were guided aright, but also they guided others. For example, at the beginning, Abraham had not any wealth and dignity, but at last Allah gave him great wealth and dignity, and interesting to me, in the very beginning, Abraham was so undistinguished that even when the idol worshippers of Babylon wanted to mention him, they said, "We heard a youth making mention of them. We heard a youth mentioning these idols." They did not know him, and they did not want to actually characterize him as an important person. And they said that that person is called Abraham. So Allah gave him such a fame that actually he became known as the chief of the prophets or the chief of the messengers. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. We took great help from the commentaries available in www.al-islam.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith began.